From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Poinsettias and other holiday greenery have been selling well at California nurseries. One Sacramento area nursery says its poinsettia sales have doubled from a year ago. Marketers say people appear to be decorating their homes early during the pandemic, but add that poinsettia sales to churches could decline due to restrictions on indoor services. Nurseries say pre-cut Christmas trees have also been selling briskly. The first white strawberry that smells a bit like pineapple will go to market in the U.S. soon. According to thepacker.com, University of Florida Institute of Food and Ag Services is releasing two new varieties this year. Neither has yet been named. Strawberry breeder Vance Whitaker says white strawberries have been popular for some time in Japan, but this is expected to be the first white strawberry here. The strawberry is white inside and out when ripe and has a slight pink blush on the skin with red seeds. The House Democratic Caucus has approved Representative David Scott to serve as the chairman of the House Ag Committee. The Georgia Democrat will take over in January from Minnesota Representative Colin Peterson, who chaired the committee for 6 years but lost re-election last month. Representative Glenn G.T. Thompson, a Pennsylvania Republican, will serve as the ranking member of the Ag Committee after being selected by the Republican Steering Committee. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.